It's Friday, the 14th of June, and I am Leonard Vidbien with your 8am news bulletin. The Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia, as well as the World Health Organization, mark World Blood Donor Day today, celebrating 20 years of honoring blood donors under the theme, Celebrating 20 Years of Giving. Thank you, blood donors. The day acknowledges voluntary blood donors for their life-saving contributions and urges more people globally, including in Namibia, to donate blood regularly and voluntarily. Supervisor for Marketing and Donor Relations, Titus.
The Blood Transfusion Service of Namibia currently boasts more than 242 blood donation clinics countrywide, 7 fixed-site centers around Namibia, and 40% of all our donations were sourced from fixed sites in 2023. Our mobile clinics have contributed to 16% of all blood that is collected in the country, and currently in Namibia there are only 29,947 active blood donors.
The Basic Income Grant Coalition of Namibia plans a protest march to advocate for a universal basic income grant of $500 Namibian per month. Addressing Namibia's high poverty, unemployment and inequality, the march starts at Karuturas Youth Complex at 8 a.m., proceeding to Zoo Park via Independence Avenue to present nationwide petitions to Minister Dorin Sioka of the Gender Equality, Poverty Eradication and Social Welfare Ministry, Breshnev Kashito from the coalition.
We have done an extensive research on the socio-economic issues that we have in the country, and you know, we can proudly say that we have some figures or numbers that we can define the protest. 64% of Namibians are living in poverty. That's 1.6 million people. And with the current economic and social issues, such as rising in food prices, it's kind of difficult for people to survive.
The protest march is set for tomorrow, the 15th of June. To South Africa, the High Court in the Western Cape has rejected Jabulani Khumalo's urgent request to be reinstated on the MK Party's parliamentary list. Khumalo, who was expelled and sought to replace former President Jacob Zuma as party leader, alleged that Duduzile Zuma Zambudla forged his signature on a letter. He aimed to be sworn in as a member of parliament immediately. In response, Jacob Zuma's legal representative, Tabani Masuku, argued that Khumalo's reinstatement application had no merit. Reuters reports that suspected Islamist rebels killed at least 42 people in an attack on Wednesday in the village of Maikengo, located in North Kivu Province's Lubero territory, according to local administration officials. The Congo Army's regional spokesperson confirmed the attack, with further details expected in an upcoming statement. This incident follows a similar insurgent attack earlier in the week in the same province that resulted in the deaths of at least 80 people. NATO's Secretary General is urging members of the military alliance to provide Ukraine with a guaranteed annual aid package. This comes as defense ministers are holding 2 days of meetings as part of the NATO-Ukraine Council, as William Denslow reports for us from Brussels.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says an annual fund of over $40 billion per year would bring predictability and accountability. He said that some NATO members had promised aid for Ukraine, but not always delivered. Of course, prominently, there was a case where the US had around $61 billion of aid for Ukraine held up for months in the US Congress. Jens Stoltenberg says guarantees of aid would provide an impact on the battlefield for Kyiv, as well as sending a strong message to Russia. Stoltenberg says he is hoping to iron down long-term commitments from NATO members as we head towards a large-scale summit of NATO members scheduled in Washington next month. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.